My Grandfather's Hair, written by Alexander Dumas, narrated by Virginia Ferguson. Introduction. Dear readers, by following my private and literary life at least a little, you've spared me the necessity to inform you that from December 11, 1851, until January 1854, I have been residing in Brabant, or rather in Brussels. The 6 volumes of Conscience l'Innocent, 6 volumes of Le Pasteur d'Ashbourne, 5 volumes of Isaac Lactam, 2 volumes of Catherine Bloom, and 12 or 14 volumes of Recollections come from this very period. My biographers will have their work cut out for them, trying to figure out the names of my co-authors who wrote all these volumes. For you all know perfectly well, dear readers, and my biographers know this better than anyone, that I didn't write a single one of my 1,200 books. May God have boundless mercy upon those documenting my life, as well as me. Today, dear readers, I would like to bring to your attention yet another story. But since I do not wish its author to remain unknown, as it happened with others, I shall tell you how it came to be. I claim the right of a godfather who held it over the publishing font, as I tell you the name of its true father. And so, its true creator is Monsieur de Chaville. That is, Monsieur de Chaville to you, dear readers. To me, he is simply Chaville. In my voluntary exile, to which I had sentenced myself by settling in this fine city, time flowed swiftly and pleasantly. Several people close to me gathered almost daily at a large salon at 73 Rue Waterloo. Victor Hugo, Char, Escheros, Noel Parfait, Etzel, Pien, Cheville, and others. Between tea, merry chatter, laughter, and sometimes tears, time went by quickly, and we often stayed up until after midnight. I continued to work, leaving my study, which was one story up, 2 or 3 times during the evening, to throw a word into the general conversation, the way a traveller tosses a branch into the water from the river bank, and the discussion carried away this word, as the river might carry off anything that falls into it. I then returned to my study on the 3rd floor. One time, my friends had conspired to get me away from my desk for a few days to go hunting and divert me from work. Our friend Guagno from Saint-Hubert-au-Luxembourg had informed us the Arden woods teemed with hares, roes, and boars. His invitation was tempting. First of all, because it offered a chance to see an old friend, and second, because I thought I might enjoy hunting hares, roes, and boars. Cheville, Colonel Kay, and Etzel took it upon themselves to organize the hunt. I promised to join them. The next time I appeared among my guests, I saw on the table my Lafourche Devizy rifle, the game bag, a great quantity of bullets, and other supplies. "What is this exhibit?" I asked. "As you can see, it's your rifle freed of its case, your game bag freed of its closet, and bullets freed of the game bag. What for, might I ask? Today is November 1st."
"I suppose so."
"The day after tomorrow is November 3rd."
"Most likely."
"November 3rd is Saint-Hubert's day, which means we are out to seduce you, kidnap you, and, like it or not, make you hunt." When someone mentions hunting to me, a small fire blazes in my soul, like a hot coal hidden under the ashes. The reason being that, before I had sentenced myself to literary servitude, hunting used to be my main and, I would say, only amusement. I had only 2 memories of that life. One of them was related to hunting. "Damn!" I exclaimed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?